Let's talk about Joseph, Josephph, Moake, Moake. He was born, 8/15/72. Today is 6/10. Chief complaint. I'm here to get my diabetes under control. Number two, my sugars have been running high. Number three, I'll quit taking my metformin because of diarrhea. Number four, history of atrial fibrillation on Eliquis and amiodarone. Number five, I quit taking my amiodarone because it caused swelling. Number six, before he was put on amiodarone, he had ablation by a cardiologist. Number seven, COPD. Number eight, tobacco abuse. Next number is alcohol abuse. Next number, family history of diabetes. Our patient is a 50-year-old gentleman. He used to be he's a truck driver now, but he used to work for a chemical plant and do heavy lifting. He has a few world records and U.S. records as far as lifting heavy objects in and on and off the ship, off the ground, and also most abnormal shape object. Period. He's accomplished a lot in his life. He's currently married, has two children, but he doesn't see his kids very much. He's had a rough life. New paragraph in the past. He was in the army. He was dishonorably discharged and has been in jail for 15 months because of violation of a parole. Currently, he's working. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. And he's trying to start a new life and do the right things, period. His DOT was recently done, and it's up to date. Allergy, non-drug allergy, COVID immunization. He did not get immunization, but has had COVID medication. Metformin, 1,000 milligram twice a day. Amaryl, 4 milligram BID. Lisinopril, 20 milligram a day. Crestor, 20 milligram a day. Surgery, vasectomy, medical problems, diabetes. Social, as above. He still smokes, he still drinks. We talked about that at length. Family history, no colon cancer, positive for diabetes, positive for aortic aneurysm and breast cancer. Oh, and the medication also put amiodarone, 200 milligram once a day. He has stopped. Eliquis, 5 milligram once a day. He has stopped. Let's see. He was seen by a cardiologist who diagnosed him with atrial fibrillation, and that's how things got started. And he was placed on medication, but he stopped taking it on his own because of side effects. 214 pounds. He's alert. He's awake. 100%. 98, 16, 74, 127 over 78. Heart positive, swamp positive, is 2. Again, I do not hear any evidence of atrial fibrillation. Lungs are clear. Abdomen soft. Neck shows JVD. Skin shows no rash. Mucosa with indigenous logical non-focal. Lower extremity trace edema. Also put down in the initial evaluation or chief complaint, I have swelling in both of my testicles that I'm concerned about. So assessment number one. First of all, diabetes. I'm going to check an A1C. Number two, his doctor just put him on Amaryl. A previous doctor put him on Amaryl 4 milligram twice a day because A1C was elevated. Number three, I expect the A1C to still be elevated. Number seven, or whatever number, having diarrhea with metformin. I told him take 500 in the morning and 1,000 in the morning and 500 in the evening. Next number, do not stop Eliquis or amiodarone because you can have a major stroke or death. He's going to start both medications right away, and he's going to take the amiodarone at nighttime to see if he has less side effect with swelling. Next number, he does not appear to be in atrial fibrillation. Next number, his EKG is within normal limits. Keep on for me. Thank you. I may have one, but I'm greedy. Next number, because of his testicular swelling, I did an ultrasound. He does have hydroceles bilaterally. He's had that in the past. No treatment recommended. Next number, compliance with medication is a must. Next number, diabetes. Check blood work. Next number, because of his diabetes, I looked at his liver. His liver looks good. His gallbladder looks good. His kidneys are within normal limits. Next number, because of his hypertension, I also looked at his kidneys. There's no evidence of renal vascular hypertension. Next number, I looked at his thyroid. They looked normal. Next number, he does have mild BPH. Next number, he does have mild carotid stenosis. Next number, leg pain and leg swelling prompt and arm pain prompted us to look at his Doppler studies of his legs and arms. No DVT or PVD was noted. Next number, He's going to come back next week to make sure he's doing better on a Saturday. Next number, he'll call me if there's issues with medication, and I will send him back to a cardiologist. But do not stop your medication. Next number, we talked about this at length before he left the office. Next number, no treatment for the hydrocele at this time. Thank you.